Now it's time for the
two count of two.
Two up on the upswing.
Wall Street Journal had an exclusive 2 days ago about a possible Walgreens sale in October. Walgreens announced it would close over 1,200 stores nationwide by 2027 and 500 by the end of 2025. Last week, the locations on Martin Luther King Drive and Hadley Street and near the Timmerman Airport on 91st Street closed. The Timmerman location, by the way, is listed now for lease. I saw it on LoopNet, 13,900 square feet, $7 per square foot. It'll be interesting to see who takes over that space. But again, according to the Wall Street Journal, Walgreens is in talks to sell itself to private equity firm Sycamore Partners. The deal would, you know, cap kind of a tumultuous run for the retailer, whose market value shrank from a peak of over $100 billion in 2015 to below $8 billion now. It'll be interesting to see how all the various parties and partners at Walgreens work out the future of Walgreens. Today, it operates more than 12,000 stores across the United States, Latin America, and Europe, according to its website. Walgreens is slated to report its next quarterly earnings on January 9th. Next up, probably not the ideal day for it, but Wisconsin All Seasons is driving big dollars. If you're a snowboarder, a walker, a hiker, or a camper, you're just finding ways to hang out in the great Wisconsin outdoors, you helped provide $11.2 billion to the state's economy last year. That's up 9.4% from previous record set in 2022. Multi-billion dollar contribution to the state's gross domestic product highlights continued growth of Wisconsin's outdoor recreation industry after the COVID pandemic prompted people to seek indoors a little bit more. But now Wisconsin ranks 20th among all states for value-added growth in outdoor recreation, surpassing the nationwide increase by 9%. Good job, Wisconsinites. Keep building the economy. Keep having fun in the great outdoors all across the state of Wisconsin.